Pastors are dealing with death threats. Urbana's underway, and believe it or not, Bibles, books, and bucks make a difference around the world. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Kingdom collisions are happening to bring out the light of Christ, like in Bangladesh, where the country's dealing with Islamic terrorists claiming the ISIS banner. Pastors and church leaders are seeing an upsurge in violence and threats, too. Asian Access's Noel Buchetti shared some of the ominous texts being reported.
Make sure to eat your favorite foods over the next few days because we're going to kill you in 5 days. Or plan your funeral, you're going to be dead in 3 days.
It's unsettling. But the threats won't stop the followers of Christ from sharing their Jesus stories. Why?
This is in the context of there is a lot of genuine interest right now in the gospel.
So is there risk? Definitely. Three family members of a support staffer were injured in a house shooting this month. So when they ask for prayer, it means something entirely different.
They can feel somewhat isolated. So when they know that believers all over the world are trying to stay aware, are praying, that means a lot. It really does.
The same phenomenon is occurring not only in Bangladesh, but also across Asia. Do you resonate with this story? We'll connect you to practical ways that you can help in just a moment. And sometimes it might seem like threats on Christians go unnoticed, but they don't. The Urbana 15 Student Mission Conference is talking about the issue along with many others. After all, what better way is there to create change than engaging the upcoming generation with today's problems? Tom Lynn with InterVarsity Christian Fellowship.
We're going to highlight the persecuted church in a way that we haven't in recent Urbanas, the plight of Christians being targeted and killed around the world for their faith. Islam has often been a focus at Urbana. That's also an important issue, obviously, today as well. And so we have a lot of speakers speaking from the Muslim world. And I think just the injustice in the world, both the racial injustice that we're seeing in the world and other forms of injustice globally.
Through the Book of Matthew, this year's Urbana is looking at the issues in the context of God's story. You can join Urbana by listening to their program streams. You'll find the link and more at missionnews.org. You're listening to Mission Network News. On a different note, your old books could be tools to keep hopes high through Christian Resources International. CRI's Jason Wolford.
For the last 60 years, we've encouraged people from around the United States to share their Bibles and extra Christian books that they have sitting on their shelf. And in total, we've now sent $278 million worth of free Bibles and Christian books to over 170 nations around the world.
One of the projects that stuck out to Wolford this year was their distribution center in Kenya.
There's a real need and a desire for the Word of God there. From those that are Christians that are being persecuted, they now have the ability to read about the very God that they're being persecuted for. Also for the person that might be a Muslim practicing Islam to be able to read and learn about the one and true and only God.
Speaking of spreading the good news, Bibles for China sharing a miraculous story. 2 decades ago, a woman heard the gospel on a trip. She went back to her hometown in China, where there were zero believers, and became the first missionary there by sharing the word with her friends. One friend had an incurable disease, but after giving her life to Christ, it went away. Today, many people in that part of China have heard the story, and now there are over 40,000 believers. And there's little doubt that a ministry like Bibles for China gets backlash as it impacts the world for Christ. Ron Hutchcraft from Hutchcraft Ministries shares some thoughts on dealing with criticism in his online devotional, A Word With You. Here, he offers insight on becoming the ultimate comeback kid without ever saying a word.
When you treat your critics with gentleness, respect, and love, it tends to make their attacks seem a whole lot less credible. Let your consistent Christ-like actions expose how wrong your critics have been.
If you want to unpack that a little bit more, you'll find it at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Would you like a tool to help you pray for our world a little more effectively? Get our e-news delivered every morning for free. Go to missionnews.org and sign up. The daily emails feature pictures and links to the rest of the stories you hear every day. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.